the University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the first organization, it's Dan Maggio.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
Good.
Excellent.
I am looking for something to do this weekend.
Go to a cider mill.
That was not Blake's is on my list too.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. Blake's Big Apple.
I had High's apple cider. I couldn't help but think of Kathy.
Oh, Kathy all. Always brought in High's apple cider.
I had some last
do
week.
That for our next show. That's a great idea, yeah. Actually. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here as always.
And what are you up to this weekend? Sketching ghosts?
No. I'm actually taking my car out for the big shakedown before I store it for the winter.
Oh, that's right. I saw your picture post the other day.
My old car.
What is it?
The 54 Chrysler.
It's a handsome car.
Yes. Do you drive it on that dream cruise?
I try not to. I don't have a choice. My in-laws insist I take them out. So my mother-in-law gets to play homecoming queen for a day. Yes, she gets to wave to everybody and talk to people on the street about it. So.
Pretty cool.
It's not bad. It's a fun car.
Green. Someone who's dreaming of owning a classic car, it's Professor Kendra Evans.
I have a classic car. It's a 2007 Saturn Aura.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to turn 100,000 miles.
Wow, big deal.
Yeah, I know.
Go Saturn, go.
I think in 3 days. Since the longer commute now, it's been aging quicker.
My kids were really disappointed because I just hit with my Ford Flex 55,555.5, and they were really disturbed that I didn't, in the middle of driving on I-75, pull over and take a picture before it turned over to the...
What are you thinking? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you just do it while you were driving?
Seriously.
Yeah, everybody else.
Yeah, so much checks while you drive. I mean, yeah.
So much easier. Reading up on important Christmas lore, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Yeah, I have not heard of this Elf on the Shelf thing. It's
what?
Very what? Creepy.
Super creep.
Hey, it beats the clowns.
To a certain extent.
I don't know.
It's just that children, what do they take from this?
How nothing
come
good.
I don't know anything about this. Am I supposed to know about this thing?
It's kind of a big thing.
I guess well,
maybe
I
maybe all the listeners
out.
We have will send you an Elf on the Shelf for Christmas.
So I'm going to put a call
send
out
send Heather
right now.
A whistle pig.
Be careful.
Send us creepy traditions from all sorts of holidays. That would be a great question set. For any time we do this program where you can send us questions regarding anything, and if you stump our panel, you win a prize. Send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on the Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we were taking on some questions from Amber Hubley, our loyal fan and avid listener in San Diego, California. Just a couple more to go, and these are pretty well put together. Some funky stuff and a nice little mix. In what city was the very first Holiday Inn?
Ooh. Well, it's at Henry Ford Museum, or one of them.
No, the sign is.
Oh, the sign from it is. Right, that's right. Oh, I never even remember that.
So I'm going to guess, is it in the Midwest?
It's relatively.
Missouri?
It's certainly not local. It's not Missouri.
Pennsylvania?
It's a little bit further to the east from Missouri.
Connecticut?
Illinois?
South Carolina?
Tennessee?
It's actually in Tennessee. It's
Tennessee.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Or was in Memphis, Tennessee.
Huh.
I don't know if they renovated. They sent their sign to the Henry Ford.
Right next
all.
Door to Graceland?
Possibly. Who was the first U.S. president who rode in a locomotive?
Oh, this is Henry Ford for sure. Why aren't we
let's
there?
See.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Where's your wife when we need her?
I know. She knows this one, too.
I love
locomotive. She's sort of obsessed, not with the locomotive, but with the presidential candidate.
But that would have been in the 1800s?
Some thereabouts.
Taft.
Yep.
Lincoln?
No, it wasn't Taft.
I was going to say
no,
Lincoln.
No.
Before Roosevelt.
He was definitely a war hero of sorts.
Grant?
And the what has been described, because of the comparisons to modern day, as the nastiest presidential campaign ever. His opponent, during a debate, referred to him as a cannibal and meant it in the exact sense of the word.
What?
That he had eaten other humans.
That's brutal.
Andrew Jackson is what it says here. Yeah, he was a nasty fellow. That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
No matter how bad we are today,
he was in a car? In a what?
A train.
Train.
First time he ever rode on a train. Locomotive.
Locomotive.
Yeah.
What do actor Montgomery Clift, writer Eudora Welty, singer Amy Winehouse, and astronaut Sally Ride all have in common. What a group.
They're bipedal.
Are they all from the same state?
Their DNA is based on carbon. They are not.
Montgomery Clift.
None of them are silicon-based life forms.
Eudora Welty, Amy Winehouse.
What a wide range of people. You yes, know, Eudora Welty to Amy Winehouse?
Were they left-handed?
No, but you're going
was it a physical
in
trait?
The right direction. Physical. I will give you this, and it might help. Clift, 1966. Welty, 2001. Winehouse, 2011. Ride, 2012.
They died on the same day?
Yeah, they all died on the same day. Oh. July 23rd, different years.
Wow.
It's a popular celebrity death day, apparently. On Facebook, this only lasted for a few months, but if you've seen the movie, then you already know the answer. What was the original name of the like button?
The Yippee, the Yahoo, the something, the Happy Button.
Mm-hmm.
The,
didn't see the movie.
Something like that. What if I said DFTBA?
Don't. Oh, oops.
To be in it.
Don't. Careful. I didn't say it.
Nobody knows DFTBA, huh? Nobody watches Vlog Brothers or SciShow online?
No.
DFTBA stands for Don't Forget to Be Awesome. And the awesome button was what it was called.
Oh. Awesome.
Do people still say awesome?
I do.
Because I write awesome. I write awesome on exams, you know, when people do well. And then I was like, wait a minute. Is this like 1995? Is that what's happening right here?
It could have been a little earlier than that.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. The 80s.
He stayed around for the 90s.
Early in my career, I got ripped by a student because
People still say ripped?
Yeah, true. they'd gotten a perfect score in a lab quiz, 50 out of 50. So I wrote, nice, exclamation point. And they bounded into my office. Is this some sort of like, you're saying, sarcastic. Nice, like that, like what? Sarcastically. I'm like, how can I write sarcastically? Like, I don't.
How can I write praise as sarcastically as possible?
You know? I just was trying to be nice.
Nice work? Yes, no?
Something like that.
Salutations.
We got some questions from what I'm guessing is a first-time contributor, Farah Shimbo, in Longmont, Colorado. Hi there. Hello. I love your show. Been listening for a while and thought I'd send in some questions on one of my favorite topics. 10 questions about horses. You need to get 8 to pass. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. We don't usually go that high, but...
Well, I'll tell you what.
We'll figure
let's
it out.
Stop recording the show and go wander around in Highland Park to do our research.
Oh, you heard about that horse?
What?
There's the horse escaped the Palmer Park livery and was just wandering around Highland Park.
Really? On Oakland. Because that's actually my sneaky turnoff when Woodward's backed up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I sneaked down Oakland. So I know exactly where that horse... That alleyway.
Is it okay?
Yeah, as far as I know. And the horse looked wonderful.
I think it was fine. They got him. Poor horse.
They got him.
They got him.
I just would love the idea that a horse isn't that out of the ordinary, but I'm just like eating a bowl of cereal and a horse just walks by.
No, man, did you hear there's actually a gentleman in Highland Park that's actually got a horse fenced in a yard?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you allowed to have that?
Yes. In Highland Park, you cannot have a cow. You can't have all kinds of farm animals, but a horse is fine.
Wow.
Okay.
That was great. Anyway.
Two horses are standing with their heads over the gates of their stalls. Their heads are the only parts of them that you can see. How would you tell which is the mare?
Fetlock.
You only see their heads.
You check their jeans.
Would the head be bigger?
Check their jeans.
Longer eyelashes?
Nope.
The ears.
The mascara.
The ears.
The lipstick. The lipstick.
No
something
ears.
About the nose.
Not a nose.
The hair.
I know. You
tums?
Asked them.
You asked them.
Lips.
Two clumps for male.
You
one
can
clump.
Only see their heads.
There's something teeth. That's in their heads. It's their teeth.
Yeah, oh, their teeth. Oh, my gosh.
Males have what are called wolf teeth or canine teeth, and females don't have them. Kendra is making her best Werewolves of London right now. You're riding away from the barn.
Dum-da-dum.
Yet... You're riding home. What are you doing?
You're riding away.
Trying to get home to set the DVR for a show.
You're riding away from the barn, yet you're riding home.
On
what are you doing?
On a horse?
I'm guessing.
About the cow?
Mm-hmm. Going to the stable? Going to the...
Chapel to get married?
Is home not the same home that we think it is?
I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Oh, is this like a home polo
is the game?
Is,
the field?
Is this something about the competitions, those riding competitions they do?
I mean, I'm sure that has a role here. Equestrian? It says you're riding with the arch of your foot on the stirrup bar rather than the ball. When you've got your foot on the stirrup bar, as you push it, you're riding home.
Oh, it's that how it's you. Called. Okay, it's how you're riding.
Yes, how you were riding.
Very good.
The Han Dynasty of China. Emperor Wu Ti once sent an army to capture the famous Central Asian Ferenga horse after their offer of what in return for a single stallion was rejected?
General Tao's chicken.
A woman.
No.
Gosh.
And no.
Oh. Almond boneless chicken.
Wait, could you repeat the question?
The Chinese Han Dynasty Emperor Wu Ti once sent an army to capture the famous Central Asian Ferenga horse after their offer of what in return for a single stallion was rejected?
Cash?
Pretty close.
Gold?
Yeah, a horse made of gold. A life-size horse made of solid gold.
Hmm.
How would that even be movable? I have no idea. That is fantastical.
It'll be quite heavy.
That's all I've got to say.
Maybe it was hollow.
They were good engineers, though.
Yeah, I guess so. They could polish gold with the best of them.
Speaking of the Ferenga horse, its descendant, the Akal Teak, is known for two unique physical traits. Its nearly metallic-looking hair coat.
Hmm.
And what else?
Prancing?
Not prancing.
It's like a lipizzaner? Nope.
Tail?
Tail?
Something about its tail wag?
I'll tell you this much. It was probably an adaptation to diminish glare on the Central Asian steppe.
Long hair?
Nope.
Long eyelashes?
Something on the...
Getting closer.
Bigger eyelids.
Visors.
It's mane? I don't...
has a really, really thick eyelid. Hooded eye is what it's called, okay, because they had to get rid of the glare from the very, very flat land.
That's what I have.
True or false? Albinism, or albinoism, can be found in horses.
Sure.
Sure, true.
Why not?
I'll say false, because they're saying true.
Oh, fine.
It is absolutely false, so I'm giving credit.
So I would like Stephanie to weigh in on.
Yeah.
Where's Stephanie? Biologically.
It says here, at one point there was a breed called the American albino, but true albinos have not cropped up in horses. Most white horses are gray horses who have lightened.
Right. Mm. Always bet the gray horse.
Mm-hmm. Always. Roman Emperor Caligula once nominated a horse to the Roman Senate. Do you remember the horse's name?
Skippy.
Mr. Ed.
Zeus.
Mr. Ed.
Anticula.
Mrs. Ed.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing really hard because this is a really, like Pharaoh, this is a really, really good set of questions because of the way you're embellishing them. And I've already read the punchline here and it's beautiful. It may be one of the most beautiful questions we've ever had on the show. I'm taking it away from you guys, which by the way, feel free to mark down. We have been stumped by this set. The horse's name was Inciatus. Mark Twain famously noted, quote, "This is the only time an entire horse has been a senator." I'm sorry, that's great. That's beautiful. And when we think about being snarky, let's take a break. And we are back with some great questions from Farrah Shimbo of Longmont, Colorado. They're all about horsies. We just had Roman Emperor Caligula once nominated a horse to the Roman Senate. What was the horse's name? Inciatus? Mark Twain famously noted, "This is the only time an entire horse has been a senator." Very, very funny. The four horsemen of the apocalypse rode horses of what colors?
Black, white,
red. Black was what? What was black?
Obsidian?
Pestilence?
Nope.
Oh, you mean the name. Death?
Black was not death.
Famine?
Black was famine.
Okay.
Brown.
There was no brown.
White.
Pale or ashen, let's say gray, that was death.
Red
was death. Red or chestnut was war.
Oh, okay. Chestnut.
And the other
what
color?
About that one that's like mix of
silver.
Two different colors?
Silver?
Like pinto? calico. Oh, no, that's a cat.
You know, it says here, because there's a little bit of confusion, it was either conquest or pestilence, but apparently it was white. And I'll give you guys credit because
so
you already said it.
White.
So we sort of had pale and then white. I don't know if there's a difference between those two kinds of forces. But Judith Blunt Lytton, 16th Baroness Wentworth, was a great champion of Arabian horses in England. She was also the great-granddaughter of a famous poet and the granddaughter of a famous mathematician.
Wow.
Who were these people?
Isaac Newton?
England? Russell?
Mm-mm. We got a mathematician at the table, so I figured that's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And, oh, we have an English professor, yeah. So we're the poet.
You got a time frame?
She's the daughter of a mathematician.
I don't have a very good time
Wordsworth,
frame.
I don't know where she we are been. In terms of the...
Early 1900s would have been the mathematician.
Oh, that's helpful. Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, it's a, is well, it when a female she poet? Alive? Does the clue include
The poet is male, and the mathematician is female.
Oh, okay, well that...
Was the mathematician also an actress?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I know we're talking about the
Sorry.
She came up with a code.
T.S. Eliot.
It was Lord Byron was the poet.
A female.
And her grandmother was Ada Lovelace.
Oh, Ada Lovelace. Yes. Oh, okay.
Byron.
So we're not doing very, very well on these questions.
Well, that's a good question.
Kendra and I had this pie face look. We have a, huh?
Yeah.
How about how well do you know your Bible? In the Old Testament, when the Hebrews asked God to allow them to appoint a king, God finally relented. He put many stipulations on his ascent. One of them had to do with horses. What was it?
Ride side saddle.
Nope.
Cannot ride the horses into battle.
Nope.
They'd be able to ride?
No, it's nothing about riding the horses.
Hopefully it has nothing to do with eating them either.
It had nothing to do with eating the horses.
Guiding them?
Guiding them to do something.
Betting on them.
No.
You can't bet on the horses and be king.
It's really specific.
Guiding them to drink water.
So I was going to say lead them to water, but then that would have been a corny joke.
They can't breed.
It really says the king was not allowed to breed horses, nor was he allowed to let anybody breed horses for him.
I said that.
Did
That's
you?
What she just
oh, I'm
said.
Very sorry.
That was the most recent response.
No, I think Matt was still stuck on me betting on horses.
That's I couldn't get over the king can't bet on horses. Look, this is my big stipulation. I'm sorry, Heather. I'm sorry.
$4 on number 5, please.
I'm going to start speaking in a much more masculine
voice. Oh, stop. Just stop. A horse owner tells you they have a horse with wall eyes. What does that horse have?
Fish eyes.
Wall eyes?
Wall eyes.
Wall eyes?
Wall eyes. They have a horse with wall eyes.
Staring off into the world?
Nope. It's something to do with the color of Professor Hill Vasquez's
blue
sweaters.
Blue eyes?
He has blue eyes. Why do wall eyes have to do
with
blue
eyes?
That's a fish.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Mm. Those were cool questions, but man, oh man, did
brutalized
them.
Yeah.
Dear professors,
yes.
It's been nearly a year and a half since I sent questions.
Slacker.
Please forgive me as I've enjoyed the show over the stretch, but not contributed. Wait no more as I've come up with 25 questions I think the professors will like. An arbitrary 80% shall be a passing grade. That's a direct lift from my syllabus. Sincerely, Rachel Ralston. It's been a while, Rachel. We're very glad to have you back.
Where's Rachel from?
Where is she from again?
You know, it doesn't say, but I wish that I remembered.
We have to put a pin up there.
Yes, we'll have to put a pin. I see that our crack research team is looking it up right now.
Are we going to put like a pin of the unknown soldier up there kind of thing?
That's right. Pin of the unknown questioner.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, there you go. You knew it. You knew it was coming.
Well, where is she from?
We don't know.
Oh. Parts unknown. It's like wrestlers.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Voice of God. Who is older, Laurel or Hardy?
Hardy.
It was not.
Oh, okay.
They're twins.
Yes.
It was Laurel, but by how many years?
5.
3.
Nope. It was 2 years. 2 years.
5 minus 3 got 2.
There you go.
There you go. Who invented... actually, there's a better way to put this. Who has the patent for the fire hydrant in the United States of America?
Thomas Edison. He owns everything else.
It makes sense, right? But it's...
Ben Franklin?
Henry Ford.
Nope.
No. Roy Finkenbein.
I will help you by saying this is a trick question.
Oh.
Nobody has the patent for it.
It's
the government holds the patent for it.
Nobody does because the original patent was destroyed in the U.S. Patent Office fire of 1986. Just before the internet. Just before we could have digitized everything.
So somebody out there or somebody's family out there owns the patent?
And they're not collecting royalties on it right now.
But that's not fair.
It's not fair.
Well, you can only collect royalties for 50 years.
Can't you renew them, though?
Doesn't the patent only last so many years?
No, I think it does get renewed. Think about, like, Mickey Mouse. You got to renew it, don't you?
I'm not a patent attorney.
Oh, that's right.
But I know some, like, so I can ask.
Perpetuity.
On TV?
On TV.
Yeah.
They play a patent attorney on TV, yes.
Very exciting show.
Which two U.S. presidents farmed Peanuts.
Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
Thomas Jefferson.
And Jefferson.
Oh,
holy
nice.
Smokes. Hmm. Right those off the peanuts. Top of her head. How'd you know that?
Yeah, the Carter was the easy one. That was his...
I don't know.
Knew what he was up to?
Where'd you pull that one from? Wow.
I've been to Monticello.
Okay.
Oh, are the peanuts there?
I don't know. I don't
it's
remember.
It's a peanut stand.
Actually, I don't think I have been to Monticello. I think it was Mount Vernon.
Who did...
George I have Washington no idea how I know that.
Carver was there. Yeah. Awesome.
In what long-running comic strip does the family own a dog named Daisy?
Daisy.
Blondie.
Blondie. The graphic artist goes right to the jugular. In what year did the Daisy Outdoor Product Company start manufacturing BB guns?
Weren't they made here?
1941.
1928.
Way before both of those years.
1928. 1872.
A little after that.
Really? That
1880.
Early?
1886 is what it says here. They're making.
They've been around that long?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Long before Christmas Story.
So aren't they coming up on anniversary then? Would this be their anniversary year? One of the anniversaries? Do the math.
What was it, 82?
1886. So we're in an anniversary year for them, aren't we?
140
years.
Ten.
Wow. Mathematician.
Not many things in this country that old.
Yeah.
Besides the country.
130 years.
Wow. Okay.
I remember this branding. It was short-lived, but it was interesting at the time. What is the name of Toys R Us's mascot, Jeffrey Giraffe, wife or girlfriend?
Mrs. Jeffrey Giraffe.
Jane?
Wasn't Jane.
Judith.
Wasn't Judith.
Janice.
Everything started with a
Jenna.
G.
Oh, a G. Excuse me.
Oh. Ooh. Gina.
Girly.
Girly Giraffe. No.
Gertrude.
Georgia. Grace.
Genevieve.
We're pretty far away from it here.
Giovanna.
What if you just took the letter and repeated it?
Gigi.
What if I did?
Yeah, what if you did? Yeah, what if?
What
hypothetically.
If you did?
Hypothetically, of course.
What was the name of the officer played by Martin Milner on the TV show Adam 12?
Malloy and who was the other one?
Oh,
Malloy.
Was it Malloy? Okay.
Pete Malloy.
Pete Malloy and Kent McCord played, what's the other guy?
Dave.
Oh, Pete wow. something.
Adam no, that was 12. Pete Malloy.
Pete Malloy. No, no.
Kent McCord. It was Malloy
Adam 12,
and
Adam
but it was Kent McCord that
yes,
was the other guy,
Kent
right?
Kent McCord and Martin Milner. I can't Malloy. Think of who it is.
Pete Malloy and...
Oh, this is going to bother me?
Anyway, we're going to... we'll have our
in the morning, I will
our,
Facebook
now,
you.
Well, we'll have our crack research team working on it right now.
They're looking at who you're asking, too.
Na, na, na.
What Neil Diamond song starts with the lyric, "It was the 3rd of June"?
Oh, where's Jim when we need him?
Oh, he doesn't even know that.
He would figure this one out.
Rosie something? No. What's that one?
Nope, it's not Sweet Caroline.
No, that's different. No, that's
no.
That's,
what's that?
Sweet Caroline is not the one I was thinking of.
Cracklin' Rosie.
Yes, Cracklin' Rosie.
Nope. What's that denim song?
I have
starts
sweet
with a D.
Oh,
and it's the name of a
diamond
female.
No,
woman.
Da.
It's a very interesting name that I haven't heard in a long, long time.
Neil Diamond.
Heck, I'm still stuck on Gertrude.
I think that Michael may have just said it. It's Desiree.
Desiree.
Oh, yeah. Song.
Desiree.
I have Sweet Caroline is my ringtone.
Oh.
Oh.
Very cool. For everybody?
Yes, for everybody.
Dear Lord.
I don't know. Don't you have special rings for different people?
No. Can you do that?
Yes.
Does anybody want to ask me why Sweet Caroline is my ringtone?
Why
is Sweet Caroline your ringtone?
Dying to find
song
out.
Song of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, you're right. Oh. It is.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sorry, by the way, but we'll talk about that later.
Why?
Because Rick Porcello
they still
can get
have
you there,
four more games, right?
Take any
best of five.
It was one run.
You're thinking of Jim Reed, by the way.
Thank you. Well, Dave,
I can't
and
take
I,
credit. I looked it up.
What? What did you do?
Pete Malloy and Jim Reed.
Jim Reed.
Jim Reed.
Martin Milner wow. and Kent McCord.
What a boring.
Well, that's why we don't remember it.
Yeah.
What British actor's autobiography was called "The Moon's a Balloon"?
British actor.
The Moon is a Balloon.
Both Lawrence. Proper and comedy.
It's not.
Oh.
Is it a Monty Python person?
Peter
by the way?
O'Toole.
Yeah, I was thinking like a Terry Gilliam or somebody like that. No.
Peter O'Toole.
Nope.
Just want to make sure you heard me there. So.
Michael Caine. No.
No. Initials D-N.
D-N.
Donald.
David
Niven. Is it a woman?
David Niven.
David Niven.
Oh,
there
okay.
We go.
Gotcha. Okay.
What is, oh my. What is the better known name of Fedor Jeftichu? I don't know if we're going to get this one.
Hold on.
Although I got to be honest, since my son Joseph, hint, hint, is outside, I have referred to him as this before, but purely in jest.
Not in present company.
Fedor Jeftichu.
Oh, your son.
Joe something.
Yeah, definitely Joe something.
Joe. Mighty Joe Young.
No, it's Joe. JoJo the Dog Face Boy.
Oh!
I just don't know what JoJo the Dog Face Boy was all about.
Have you seen that? Seen the X-Files episode with JoJo the Dog Face Boy?
I guess not.
Well, no, it was the whole carnival people one.
Yeah, I think
it was
really
good.
It was a carnival, big hairy face guy.
Theme, yeah.
The guy that had the tattoos of all the puzzle pieces
on his head. The Enigma? The Enigma, there you go.
I miss the X-Files.
See, again, that's Jim Rose.
Well,
are they going to bring it back again?
Another six episodes come out.
That was very good last winter.
Those are very good.
Those are better than the regular episodes, I thought.
Yeah,
they're better thought out.
I don't know. I like the original. But Twin Peaks is coming back.
That's true.
It is.
In film.
Hey, MacGyver's on TV tonight, too. So
we'll see if they do a good job.
Yes, our crack research team has confirmed Rachel Ralston's from Norwalk, Iowa. Yes, we should have known that. We should have known that.
Thank you, crack research team.
Yes. In what book would you find, in what novel, would you find the character Fern Arable?
Fern Arable?
Sounds like a takeoff on Ferndale. Fern
Arable.
Fern Arable.
It's a book, so I must know it.
I was going to say, you better know it.
There's books in my discipline, too.
No, I'm not. I was joking. That's not what I meant. You took that the wrong way.
No, I'm assuming Fern is male or female.
Fern Arable.
Fern Arable.
It's been a while since I've read this book. Probably about 30 years.
So you read it in high school?
It's a grade school staple.
A grade school
staple? Grade school staple.
Yes. The first time
I was going to say Catcher in the Rye, but.
No.
That's
no.
not a grade
emote.
School.
Emote.
Yeah, no, that's.
First time that Lenny people emote when they read something.
Where the red fern grows.
Where the red fernable grows.
The cat
Old
in the hat.
Old Yeller.
Nope, but you're really close.
Lassie?
What if I said. This word.
What
pig.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. Has
oh, she was the owner, right? Wasn't she?
I think she was. Okay. I think she was. Or he was. Whatever it is.
It's a girl.
In what African nation was Freddie Mercury born?
Persia?
South Africa.
No, it was an African nation.
Tanzania.
No.
Morocco.
Starts with the letter Z.
Zimbabwe.
It wasn't Zimbabwe.
Zambia.
It wasn't Zambia.
I'm not even sure.
I can't be kidding. There's three Z's.
No, I don't know if it exists
at the time.
In this form anymore. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe.
Is a favorite of talking about going to a faraway place.
Zanzibar.
Oh.
Freddie Mercury.
That's a road movie.
Help me out. What his name? He was not Freddie Mercury at birth.
No,
he was. He's a very
Ahmed something.
Yes, he was a very Middle Eastern.
Yeah, very Middle Eastern name.
What was Mindy's surname on the TV show Mork and Mindy?
McConnell.
Mindy McConnell.
There you go.
Nice.
Chow doesn't even need to think about it.
Come on. I had the hots for Pam Dauber back in the day, okay?
I'm sure you did.
Many did.
Many people did.
Well, that Jeep was really cool. Right?
I always want to see what they did when they were standing on the goalposts. You know, who's going to make the lunge.
Right.
To...
That's right.
Speaking of Colorado, wasn't that Colorado?
Yeah.
It was Colorado, right?
It was Boulder, Colorado.
There you go.
Name the seven U.S. states that contain a letter G in their name.
Georgia.
Whoa, mama.
Michigan?
Scares me every single time. I think we're going to have to wait till next time to finish that one off. But let's please to say goodbye, Professor Hill Vasquez.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans also says goodbye, and now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.